at nearby hospitals. The court also refusing to block the execution of four federal prison inmates. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for another summertime scorcher today. High temperature up to about 93, heat index 100 or higher. A sun and cloud mix with some spotty random afternoon and evening storms for a few lucky towns. Tonight's low, a steamy 75. Tomorrow, with a high in the low to mid-90s again, looks like a better chance of rain tomorrow. More storms to go around. Then the rain chances get a lot higher Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Sunday morning. Police say this happened just before noon Sunday in the 5800 block of Oakley Road. Police have not released the victim's name. No arrests have been made. The ATF is offering a reward in a Montgomery gun shop burglary. Montgomery police say 17 firearms were stolen from the Quick Pawn on Norman Bridge Road earlier this month. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 18,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. Across the state, there are now close to 35,000 confirmed cases, with nearly 9,000 of those cases coming in the last 2 weeks. State health officials say at least 898 people have died. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big-box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at cteoutdoorpower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
This is the sound of a delicious DQ Blizzard. This is the sound of a drumstick, the original Sunday cone. And this is the sound of these two summer icons coming together in the new DQ Drumstick Blizzard. Everything you love from a drumstick, including waffle cone pieces and peanuts, combined with our world-famous DQ soft serve. We're fitting more summer into every bite. DQ. Happy, tastes good.
The Home Depot is cooking up new ways to start summer here and bring summer home. From online ordering to free delivery and convenient store pickup, we're helping make sure taking care of your summer projects is a breeze. And summer savings on all your favorite brands make things even easier. So freshen up the deck, fire up the grill. Summer's here, and it's as close as your own backyard. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room, As I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is up 437 points. The temperature outside is 90 cooking degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Oh, hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well, how are you?
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was fine. It was eventful, and I was just telling you about, for instance, a water leak in our wall. And I walk into my room, and I'm like, did I miss the toilet?
By 15 feet?
Right. No, but it was a water heater above us leaking down into the wall. So I had to do that this weekend, all sorts of stuff. But it was largely a good time.
Well, if you need a carpet cleaner, I got a little carpet thing that works real well at my house. See if you want to save a little money there. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. It's going to be the 4th of July edition of the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket drawing. I'm excited about that. I'm heading back down there to go get some more corn.
Mm.
That corn is absolutely awesome. I did corn and shrimp. Mm. I did corn and corn. Corn and steak. Nobody gets hurt. It was really, really good. But I tell you what, it's toasty out there.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a heat lamp, so it's that sun coming through, all the humidity. And it's, basically, this isn't for me. Yeah, I'm not doing this. I got too heavy of a fur coat on, you know.
Dad, is it possible for dogs getting naked? Yeah, I need to shave all that off.
Yeah, you go. Well, that's what we'll shave him down. So I don't like it when it's cut real tight like that. I like more of the little puppy look.
Yeah.
His big thing now is he gets up in my lap while I'm watching TV. He'll sit there and sit right in front of me, then take his paw and put it on my leg. And that's his indicator, either A, I want out, B, I want food, C, I want in your lap, in reverse order.
That's a big lap dog.
Oh, man, he is a big boy. Let's see, I sent you Justin Napolitano.
Okay.
Let's do the Justin Napolitano. Let's open up Justin. We have a lot to go on here. I'm going to tell you the story behind the Afghanistan-Russia deal. Totally screwed up.
Yeah.
New York Times just blew it on this thing. And Morning Joe went absolutely nuts this morning. Accused Donald Trump of everything possible with no proof whatsoever. Said, of course, it was in the presidential daily briefing. No, it wasn't. And I'll explain to you why it wasn't in a little bit. Let's go, Justin Napolitano, the stop and go in the Supreme Court ruling that happened this morning.
Judge, you listen to what Shannon was saying there. This really is the first big abortion ruling in the Trump era here. It's interesting that Shannon says what they're saying, the Supreme Court, and this is your specialty, is that Louisiana set up this system that is just not constitutional. Also curious, Judge, if you're interested in the fact that Chief Justice John Roberts appeared to be the tiebreaker here.
Well, Shannon just gave us a very thorough and most informative description of what the Supreme Court did. And, of course, while she was doing that, I'm doing my best to read it. It's 138 pages of single-space type, so I'm going as quickly as I can. But you put your finger on it nicely, Trace. The swing vote here is clearly the Chief Justice. As Shannon pointed out, the Supreme Court struck down a Texas statute that was nearly identical word for word, and the Chief Justice dissented from striking it down. This was a different Supreme Court with different people on it. Today, the Chief Justice says, I'm going with precedent. We can't just change with the political times, and the Constitution doesn't change when different members join the court with different judicial philosophies. So this is the conservative Republican Chief Justice siding with the liberal wing of the court to uphold the status quo, to uphold what we call stare decisis, to uphold the law as it has been, rather than making any radical changes. This should give some consolation to those who fear that the present Supreme Court, with two members appointed by Donald Trump, is going to gut Roe versus Wade. It doesn't appear that it's going to. The standard for abortion cases is different from all others. This was articulated by Justice O'Connor 15 years ago, and the court has consistently upheld it. And that is, does the regulation pose an undue burden? That's the key phrase, undue burden to the ability of the woman, the mother, to choose to have an abortion. As Shannon just pointed out, in Louisiana, the court says it would, because there are next to no doctors who are in this category of both performing abortions and having admitting privileges at hospitals. The dissent says, look, you don't have to have admitting privileges at a hospital to get your patient there. Under federal law, all patients must be accepted in the emergency room, particularly those that are in extremis. And all you have to do is make a phone call and get an ambulance to bring her there. So that's where we stand. John Roberts will probably be vilified, as he was last week, by the conservative Republicans, but he's upholding what is most important to him, and that is legacy and consistency in the court.
So John Roberts was the guy. I will have to say, in doing some quick reading about it and talking to an attorney, that the point that Jason Napolitano just made is that not having hospital privileges doesn't forego the person going to the hospital. And I think that's correct. And this is one of those things where they overshot the runway, I believe, and so they lost the case. But John Roberts was the factor in this. Continue on with Jason Napolitano.
So you jumped ahead to really what was my next question. This idea that, so there's the way that everyone, when they confirm or even nominate a judge, how are they going to actually behave when they get on the court? And to that end, in this case, is everyone behaving the way that they thought? And what does it mean for who the next president picks next in your mind?
That is a great question, Melissa. Everyone except John Roberts is behaving the way we all thought. Now, yeah. John Roberts is a George W. Bush appointee. He was appointed to the court twice, first to replace Justice O'Connor when she retired, and then to replace Chief Justice Rehnquist when he died. So he was twice scrutinized, twice appointed by George W. Bush. He never served in the O'Connor seat. He's been Chief Justice since he's been on the court in day one. But he does look at these things from the standpoint of generations from now. Did his court change the law of the land because the political winds were blowing in a different direction than when the law was written? Or did his court stick with the law of the land, with what we call stare decisis? If there's any consistency in the Chief Justice's thinking, it has been that. You remember his famous statement at his confirmation hearing? I'm just an umpire. I don't throw the pitch, and I don't swing the bat. I just call balls and strikes. Is he calling balls and strikes, or is he putting his own ideology into here? That's what we'll all be debating in the next 24 hours until the next case comes down.
Yeah, we kind of were suspicious of John Roberts that he would end up being the swing vote. He would kind of take the replacement of Kennedy and be that kind of guy that put it over the top and kept the balance where things weren't kind of, but I have to say, in reading about and talking to someone, that Jason Napolitano is absolutely right on the ambulance part of things. Is they, like I said, they overshot the runway, and this is what's bad about this issue. Is they go, oh, we got him now, and they take it in this very myopic kind of viewpoint,
right,
and they don't look at a broader sense of what they're doing. Continue on with Justin Palazzano, last segment.
It's interesting, Judge, because, you know, you go back and you look at some of the statements made in the past, and there were conservatives saying, hey, look, this could be a clean sweep for conservatives going into this session, or at least close to a clean sweep. As we all know, it has not worked out that way, much to the displeasure of Samuel Alito, who is not very happy about the direction that the court is going at the current state, Judge.
Sam Alito wrote a stinging and principled and articulate dissent, which was joined in by Justices Thomas, Kavanaugh, and Gorsuch. This is no surprise from any of the four of them. They were just unable to bring the Chief Justice over. And remember, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, the Chief Justice voted 10 years ago or 8 years ago to uphold the Texas statute, which was nearly identical word for word. But he said today, even though I voted that way then, I am interested in stare decisis. I'm interested in the law standing and not changing because of the political wind. And though I don't agree with everything in the majority's opinion, I agree with the outcome. This Louisiana statute, I'm paraphrasing the Chief Justice, imposes an undue burden on a woman's choice, and that's unconstitutional.
And that's what the that's the only problem I have, is that what he did with Texas and what he's doing with Louisiana is different, and the reason it's different is he doesn't want to change the law.
And I think he's got something in his mind now that he's Chief Justice. He doesn't want to be the court, like you remember back to the court that did Plessy v. Ferguson, for instance. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be those justices in that part of the history book, and he always is considering that now, which, you know, for better or for worse, that's how he's going to operate.
Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show, going to be back with more right after this.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's attorney general and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
This is where we are. You know, a couple of things that I've noticed in all the talk shows and the Sunday shows this weekend. Everything was coronavirus out of control.
Yep.
And Trump's refusal to wear masks. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then, of course, there was Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is really hitting its stride in some places. I'm starting to get a little concerned about this because the way one group presents BLM is very different than the way BLM, when you go through and you really read about them and you listen to people and we play the tape, we're going to have this, the guy, Hawk Newsom, from Black Lives Matter New York City. He's going to be, and it's just some of the stuff he's saying is just unbelievable. But the BET Awards last night centered around Black Lives Matter. Let's listen to a CBS report.
The Black Lives Matter movement took center stage at last night's 20th annual BET Awards. The show, which will simulcast on CBS for the first time, was the first major award show to be held since the death of George Floyd. A star-studded group of performers. The lineup was huge, from Jennifer Hudson to John Legend, delivered very powerful messages about the fight for equal rights. Now, the show was held virtually because of the coronavirus. Vladimir Duthier shows us the celebration of Black entertainment, Black culture, and Black lives.
The next generation still singing Fight the Power.
The message of this year's BET Awards was clear. The fight for justice isn't over. In a new take on the Public Enemy classic Fight the Power, hip-hop artist Rhapsody honored the memory of Breonna Taylor.
Fight for Breonna in the pain of a mama gotta fight the power.
Want to pull me over, embarrassed.
In his performance of Rockstar, rapper DaBaby evoked the image of George Floyd's death and made reference to recent protests for racial equality. He went on to win Best Male Hip-Hop Artist.
This BET Awards is a little different.
Comedian Amanda Seales hosted the virtual awards show.
Because outside is on one. It's got COVID and cops and Karen's gone wild.
Race and culture writer Trey Johnson says the night was in many ways emblematic of the Black experience.
As we are continually smacked in the mouth with lots of injustices, we also find a way to constantly transform a lot of our experiences into the type of pop culture artifacts and moments that will pull us together.
You know, what I did is I taped it and went back and looked at it, and I want to tell you something. For a virtual performance, it was unbelievable. I mean, it was unbelievable. The Republicans and the Democrats need to go find that producer and do their convention like that. I mean, I was blown away. And to know that she did it from her living room, to sync all that in there, to get all those cuts right and the singing and the way they did it, I was going like, man. And I started just kind of reimagine the convention being done like that. And I'm telling you, it could be incredible, particularly if you did this kind of patriotic red, white, and blue.
Sure.
America first, America great, America at its finest, America will be back again.
So it was like a series of vignettes, essentially, and performances?
Yeah, what they would do is they would do a performance, and that would kind of break up, and they would do a kind of a classic to the classic hip-hop.
Sure.
Right. Fight the Power Word thing. And that was the theme to it. And so they kept going back to Black Lives Matter. So you would have somebody who was a presenter that would come up, and they would do there, and it would be virtual. They would be somewhere else. They wouldn't be on a stage, but they would have come in earlier and done it at a place, or they did it at their place of choice. I'm telling you, I was blown away. I was going like, man, that is some serious stuff. So if I were at the White House, I'd be on the phone right now getting me somebody to help me with that. Second part of the story.
Eric Garner.
In a solemn tribute, several celebrities read the names of Black lives gone too soon, interspersed with quotes from Black thought leaders.
Baby, don't you close your eyes.
Alicia Keys paid homage with her song, Perfect Way to Die. And fellow Grammy winner John Legend delivered a message of resilience in his song, Never Break.
We will never break.
But the show was a celebration, too. As with Oscar winner Jennifer Hudson's rendition of the Nina Simone classic made famous by Aretha Franklin, Young, Gifted, and Black.
Yeah!
Continue to change and dismantle a racist and unequal system.
This was also a call to action, as Beyoncé Knowles Carter accepted this year's humanitarian award from former First Lady Michelle Obama.
We have to vote like our life depends on it, because it does.
There were so many more performances we didn't have time to fit into this piece. Among them, a speech from Princeton's first Black valedictorian in its 274-year history. That is Mr. Nicholas Johnson. Talk about Young, Gifted, and Black. During last night's event, Gail, even the advertising promoted the importance of Black lives. It really set the model for award show in the age of COVID.
Really did. For those of you who are interested in that type of futuristic videoing and production and stuff, I would go in and download it on YouTube. It's on YouTube, and they've got it, and you'll be impressed. And I almost want to go find a television producer type person and say, how do they do these particular things? How do you switch that, for example? But it was impressive. Let me go to a break. When we reset, we're going to be back right after this.
You got a bloody right to say.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You got a bloody right to say. You got a bloody right to say.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. Call Mays. It pays. Hayes for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for another summertime scorcher today. High temperature up to about 93, heat index 100 or higher. A sun and cloud mix with some spotty random afternoon and evening storms for a few lucky towns. Tonight's low, a steamy 75. Tomorrow, with a high in the low to mid-90s again, looks like a better chance of rain tomorrow. More storms to go around. Then the rain chances get a lot higher Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
No matter what you are.
272-9228, that's where we are. You know, the more people are now getting used to Mortgage Corporation of the South and John Williams being on the show. He calls in at the 1 o'clock hour. But what really amazes me is I'll bump into people and they go, you know John? I went, yeah, I met him for the first time a couple of weeks ago, but he and I just got hit it off. And he said, isn't he a great guy?
Really?
And he said, one thing about John Williams is that level of energy is always there with him. He applies it to everything he does, whether it's work, whether it's play, whether whatever it is, that's what he puts his energy in. And he said, you know, his clients feel that when they're working with them and he's giving them that energy and his excitement and his vision to help them out. And that's Mortgage Corporation of the South, folks. It's great. John is just a high-energy, get-it-done kind of guy and problem solver. That's what I like about him. I'm really, really pleased that he's on the show, and the two of us are working on something. I'm going to talk to him at the top of the hour about a little new little treat we're going to do for folks, another drawing. So 567-2223 is the other main number for Mortgage Corporation of the South. So give him a call, 567-2223. John Williams, Mortgage Corporation of the South. Okay, you remember the guy we played last week who was owned with Martha McCollum, Black Lives Matter, New York City.
Yeah, the tear or burn it down, burn the system down. Yeah.
Well, he was back with Chris Wallace. And I'm really learning something about Chris. Chris wants to be loved by everybody.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to be love, love, love. And he also wants to do a debate. And the only way he's going to be able to do the debate is if he plays both sides and beats up Republicans. He's got to do that. He's not nearly as harsh as he used to be on Democrats. He's not nearly as harsh on Democrats as he is on some Republicans.
Right.
But here's this guy again with Chris Wallace on Fox Sunday.
Protesters in American streets are calling for the country to address our racial tensions, both current inequities and contentious symbols of America's past. But how to do that is a key question. For one perspective, let's begin with Hawk Newsom, head of Black Lives Matter, Greater New York. Mr. Newsom, you created quite a stir this week when you spoke with my colleague Martha McCallum. Let's take a look at what you said.
If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. All right, and I could be speaking figuratively. Okay. I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation.
Afterward, President Trump tweeted his reaction to your statement. This is treason, sedition, insurrection. Question, sir, what do you accomplish with rhetoric like that? How do you think that helps?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people don't understand how the streets or the people feel. I have an in-depth knowledge of this. I live in the Bronx. I live amongst the people. So it's not like I'm sitting here pushing a button, or anyone can push that button. But if people keep seeing these images of their babies, of their relatives, of black people being killed, they keep dealing with financial inequality and inequity, and it reaches a point of frustration, then people lash out. This is a matter of inevitability that people will lash out because they're feeling like they're backed into a corner.
Feel like they're backed into a corner. Okay, so you heard Black Lives Matter on BET Awards night. Here this guy is, he's back in Fox World, and he's talking to Chris Wallace on a pretty darn good Sunday show, by the way. It's not a meet the press level, but it is a good Sunday show that has some good viewers to it. And you heard the lady from Seattle who was just way out there. But now you're going to kind of get into the mindset, and you'll be able to connect the two, the Seattle lady where we did the story on Black Lives Matter, and then what Hawk Newsom thinks. Listen to this.
Just 2 years ago, back in 2018, you gave a TED Talk in which you preached nonviolence and talked about how during the riots in Baltimore over the death of Freddie Gray, you tried to stop the violence. I want to play a clip of you from just 2 years ago.
Do you have love in your hearts? Do you love your neighbor? Do you believe in the Bible, the Quran? Do you believe in your religious teachings? Because I guarantee you, all of them tell you to help your neighbor.
That man wouldn't have talked about working to burn down the system. What happened?
Well, what you have to understand is, over time, how about this? I'm not encouraging people to go out and hurt other people. That's not what I'm promoting. What I'm talking about is systemic inequality. What I'm talking about is America treating crime as something that needs to be handled with policing instead of defunding the police and looking at crime from the perspective that it's a health crisis. The same way we looked at heroin addiction when it was only black people as tough on drugs, war on crime. We have to, and when it became white people, we looked at it as a public health crisis, as something that needs to be treated. That's the way we need to look at crime, okay? You think about police. Over 80% of their calls are not violent felonies. Therefore, we should really look and see why police are being called. Look at the causes of why people are committing crime. They're desperate, they're poor, they're undereducated, and they are left out to dry by this American system of government. So if you want to decrease crime, you don't hire police to come in and arrest everybody and brutalize people. If you want to cure crime, then you must go to the source. You must invest in people. You must give people jobs. You must make people employable. Places with the highest murder rates have the highest rates of unemployment. So let's start talking about entrepreneurship programs in our communities. Let's start talking about schools that actually meet the needs of people. That's something we could do with the $100 billion that this country spends on police.
Okay, so basically what he's talking about, a solution is more government. And a whole lot more government. And the problem is you cannot distinguish between I call on a felony and I call. So, you know, say you get a telephone call that there's somebody that looks is walking around in somebody's backyard, your next door neighbor's backyard. That's not a felony, but the police may be stopping a felony or an attempt for a felony. The person who is in the backyard may be a felon. And so the way they extrapolate this is just unbelievable. But what they're talking about doing is putting a lot more government on it. And folks, when you see Black Lives Matter embedded within the BET Awards tonight, they also now you can be able to be a football player, and instead of having your name, you can have a saying on your jersey. You can wear emblematic things on your jersey, such as BLM. Can you imagine what the value of that's going to be? You have a BLM NASCAR now. They're trying to mainstream a very, I'm going to use the term intentionally, Marxist philosophy of tear down the established government, the Bolshevik revolution. The czar is corrupt. The czar is bad. We have to take him out. The people need to get back in control of this. Not in a good way, but in basically a Marxist way. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Danmore Show. And I'm not being hyperbolic with that. I'm telling you, when you read their stuff, That's exactly what they're talking about. Red Top, you're on.
You're exactly right. It is the Communist Manifesto relived. But in a way, this was going to happen sooner or later, thanks to Joe Biden and his crime bill, mandatory sentencing, or he strikes you out. His crime bill has been instrumental in where we stand today. And this is something even the pro-Biden people know is going to be an issue for him in the election, because he's all for the policing. And when they did the Patriot Act and we had 9/11, they took it a further step and put paramilitary police on the street. And that was bound to cause a revolution of some kind. Or backlash. So we're kind of in that situation right now to where the current police are kind of being blamed for a lot of things that they were not participants in, but part of a tradition. I don't know how they get out of this, Dan, and the awards show. Of course, I ain't going to watch no virtual anything. I'm so sick of virtuality. I deal in reality. You know what I mean, man? Hey, reality is going to be when I go out there and get my rack of ribs out at Sweet Creek. I hadn't been there yet, and, you know, I just don't want to go out there on a real crowded day. I'm a little skeptical because there are so many cases in Montgomery. Kind of dig what I'm saying.
I hear you. I was looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, but that's all right.
Well, you know, I started thinking about it, and I had to get Cinderella's mama siding up on her storage building because of what's happening right now. It's pouring down rain. And probably pouring down rain at your studio, too. But I will say, when I do go out there, I'm going to make sure there's a Cuban sandwich on reserve for you anytime you want it, okay?
No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
Well, I'm going to.
I just want to break bread with you.
Well, I would love to, man. We will do that in the future. Things are going to calm down here soon, but it just seems to be at a state of out of control. This weekend, I saw some parties with 30, 50 people at it. In these neighborhoods, ain't nobody social distancing. That's where all the cases are coming from. It ain't from that Walmart. That's from people's houses, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's people doing parties and doing fish fries and doing events, social events, family get-togethers. I think it's a lot of those kind of things.
In the Black and the Hispanic community, I don't think it slowed down at all. I've seen a lot of them around me, man. And, you know, that's very much a situation these people need to keep in mind because all the rest of us are having to pay for their irresponsibilities. My only complaint about the mask is if you got a mustache, it just tickles the hell out of you guys. I can't take it. Golly Moses, I'm so glad to get that thing off. I don't see how anybody with mustache wears that thing.
I tell you one thing, when on a day like today, and I had to go into a grocery store on the way over here, I tell you, it was like I couldn't breathe because, first of all, the air is so thick from the humidity, and it's so damn hot. I mean, I'm like an idiot wearing a black shirt today. Boy, Dan, you're smart. But I just walked from my car into Publix, and I was going like, "This is, I can't breathe."
Yes, I don't see how people are working that way, Dan. And, you know, well, of course, we know John Dickerson can't breathe because he tilts his head so bad. It cuts the circulation off. And poor Mike Pence, I'd have had to say, "Hey, buddy, can't you hold your damn head up straight?" I've forgotten how bad he leaned his head all the time.
Yeah, he was, Margaret Brennan was not there, and we had him back. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Boy, did I miss him. But he was sitting there, and he was trying to force Michael Pence saying, say Black Lives Matter. And he would go, all lives matter. And here's what I would say. Well, let's do this. I want you to say White Lives Matter or Asian Lives Matter. And they won't say it because they don't want to exclude anybody.
Poor old Dickerson, you know, he leans his head to one side and he asks the question, well, his brain oxygen supply has been cut off his carotid artery. Well, he doesn't remember, so he has to lean his head the other way and ask the same question, I do believe. So, the man's a bad representation, and I hope he's gone. 1 week of him is enough. Thank you, guys. I'll see you later.
We now know why he's not there.
Yeah.
I got to go to a break. Coming back, more right after this.
No matter what you are,
your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Let's go to the phones and let's go to Paul. Paul, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, Dan. Long time no call. I've been working up north.
How define up north?
Milwaukee, Detroit, Chicago, and Des Moines, and Colorado, which was
bad. Man, you've been busting it, buddy.
Yeah, well, the last 4 months I've been traveling. I work for a company that services banks and pharmacies and Walmarts. You know, I had my own contracting company here for 43 years, and I just got tired of doing it. And got a blessing of an opportunity, and I took it, and man, what an opportunity it's been. The hardest thing has been getting used to wearing these masks.
There you go. How was Denver, by the way?
Absolutely fabulous.
And let me tell you what.
Other than the homeless.
This time, yeah, the homeless in downtown at the park with all the pot smoking going on. I hear that a lot.
It's everywhere. It's legal there.
Well, it's not legal everywhere there, but it's legal in the state.
You know, it doesn't seem to be an issue. When I was there, I'd smell it in elevators, I'd smell it here and there, but I didn't see people walking around stoned out of their gourd. And I mean, there weren't lines at the dispensaries, and they're everywhere. I was surprised. I thought it would have a much more negative effect, and perhaps it has, in that attracting whom. I don't know.
You dropped off there, Paul. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I said, I didn't see any detrimental effects from the pot smoking other than perhaps it attracted many, many more homeless. I don't know.
The homeless, there are a lot of people down. From talking to people that have been there, downtown by the park, there are just a whole bunch of people meandering around there.
Well, they've got their tent set up on the sidewalk
All
around downtown. And I stayed downtown. The place that I was based out of was 27 stories up, so I was away from all of it. And, it was amazing the amount of homeless. My wife and her mother came up for a week, and they were amazed at it.
Yeah.
And I was relating to what you said earlier about how heavy the air is and having to wear a mask. I've run a couple of calls here. I'm home for 2 weeks. Then I'm back up in Minneapolis as my next assignment of all places.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
What's on your mind today? Let's get down to some business here.
Well, I don't have anything other to say than just kind of talking with your last caller and, agreeing with about the mask and all that. And I hadn't talked to you in a long time, and I apologize for not having a true subject.
No, that's
but
all right.
It's just so good to be home and get to talk with you guys.
Well, I appreciate that. Enjoy when you're in Minneapolis. Have you been to Minneapolis before?
No.
Okay, go to Boss of America. It's the largest mall in the United States, maybe the world.
Wow.
But they have a roller coaster inside the mall. It's where the old Minnesota Twins stadium used to be, and you can stand on home plate where it used to be. There's some great microbreweries in Minneapolis down by the river.
Okay.
And just Google in microbreweries. And what I did is I just went on microbrewery hop. Where go in and have one at one place, go in and have another one at another place, or you can get a rail of beer shots, which is really good, and some really good food, really good food down there.
I'll enjoy the food. I don't do the other anymore. I had an issue. Found out I was allergic to alcohol.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'd break out in stupidity.
Paul, I got to go, buddy. You have
good to talk to
good
you.
Good talking to you. Welcome home.
Take care.
Thanks. Let's go to Jim. Hopefully Jim will be a better connection.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
Jim, how are you?
Pretty good. Dan, I got a question for you. I just want to get your thoughts.
Sure.
With the 4th of July weekend coming up, how many riots are we going to have breaking out here? Are they going to try to storm the National Archives, break in there and burn the Declaration of Independence? Are they going to burn flags? I mean, do you think this is going to be a bunch of protests this weekend for the 4th?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what they do because it's going to be a red, white, and blue kind of dedication down at the mall. It's going to be a hyphenated fireworks display. But, thousands upon thousands of people go down there to watch the fireworks. And I don't know. I mean, if I were a troublemaker, that would be a good place to be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of curious, because I'm sure the radicals on the BLM side, it's going to be, that's not our Declaration of Independence. We've already had ours or whatever. So, I'm just curious about what kind of, I hope that we don't have a bunch of, rioting and burning and people trying to tear down more stuff. It's just kind of scary. You can't even do this stuff anymore have to worry about doing stuff anymore because of what's going to happen. Say the wrong thing and everything breaks loose. So I think I'm going to keep it quiet at the house.
Yeah, well, I don't think we have anything to fear here.
Right.
I'm not sure how they're going to do the fireworks display. I don't think they're doing it at Blount Park, because Ken would have mentioned something to me when I talked to him last weekend. But, I don't know. I don't know what the Montgomery Country Club, are they going to do a fireworks display, or what's going to happen here? And will they do it up at the lake? That would be another one, because I would think the lake would be a good place to do it, because most of the people who watch it are in boats, drunk.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad situation there. A drunk in a boat is pretty bad. But you said they are still going to have the big thing they have that's on TV, the big... always a good program.
Right, but I'm not sure how they're going to do it. I just, Trump had mentioned a week ago that they were going to do it. They normally have the Marine Band, they have the Shell up at on the Capitol steps, and they play patriotic music, and then they do the Battle of 1812 to the fireworks display, and I've seen it a dozen times. It's great.
Yeah, I've watched it. I haven't been there in person, which I'm sure.
It's better in person. Better in person either at the White House or at the Interior Department.
Yeah. All right. Well, I was just thinking about that because, anything can get touched off, these days and start something. So, well, y'all have a good week. I'm going to try to rest here now. I spent the morning cleaning out my garage and hauled about 3 loads of stuff to the curb on my wheelbarrow. Now I had to come quit.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You picked a bad day to go do it because, man, the humidity is terrible.
I was soaked.
Yeah.
I'm in the bed listening to y'all and with the air conditioning going. I'm going to try to get my strength back here so I can.
Have you gotten
nothing else the rest of the week?
Have you gotten the telephone call yet?
From who?
From Black Lives Matter. They want you to be the head of the Prattville chapter.
Yeah.
You're just the man for the job.
Yeah, I don't think we have a branch here.
Yeah, there are only 15 in Prattville. There are only 15 in North America. All lives do matter in Prattville.
That guy from New York is
you just wait. You just wait to the next clip we play, Jim. He's going to get your temperature back up. Jim, I got to go. I'm up against the top of the hour break.
Y'all have a good one.
Billy, hang on for me. I'm going to the top of the hour break and come back to you right after this.
Show.